An absolute favorite part of Christmas for a lot of people, some of the great Christmas memories. Here, Long Beach Chief Inspiration Officer Justin Rudd shares a favorite story. Justin, what's one of your all-time favorite Christmas memories involving one of your own animals?
This is easy for me. When I was a kid, I grew up around horses, and I always wanted a horse of my own. And I woke up on Christmas morning, and there was a bridle laid out for me, and it had a note written to it, and it said, "Go down to the barn." And I went down there, and there was a pony for me. So getting my pony, and her name was Misty, and that was the most awesome thing for me.
Oh, she must have been gorgeous. What color pony?
A dark reddish brown.
And named like Misty of Shinkatig.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about her and what she was like before we wrap up, please.
Well, she was a pony that I spent a lot of time with. Every day after school, I would ride. I would comb her and comb the mane and the tail, and I would give her baths when it was warmer in the summertime. And we just did everything together. There came a time, though, when I grew a lot bigger than she could handle, and it was time to get her rehomed, and that was one of the saddest days for me. But I just cherished the moments that we were together, and I just realized that, especially with ponies, kids are going to outgrow ponies. But I have now moved to dogs. Bulldogs are my thing, or any dog is my thing, and that's where my heart is. I don't have space here in Southern California in this neighborhood for a horse.
I can't quite imagine you having a horse in Belmont Shore.
No.
What's your dog's name?
POTUS. POTUS. POTUS, President of the United States. He's 2.5.
And what kind of a personality does he have?
You know, he is a daddy's boy. He wants to be with me all the time. Even here at my desk, he's right here sitting underneath my feet. At night, when he sleeps in the bed right next to me, his face is like literally maybe 12 inches from my face. He likes to put his back against my back at night, and we're just buddies. I work from home from my apartment, and we get to hang out all day, all night, so it's a great thing for both of us.
And finally, if POTUS could say something about Operation Santa Paws, what would he say to anybody listening?
He would say, please take part and don't assume that everybody else is going to do it. Everybody else is going to collect toys and treats for shelter dogs and cats, because that's not necessarily true. We need volunteers, and it could be of any age, and it's such a simple thing to do. Even if they collect one bag of dog food and three bags of treats and then go and deliver that to their favorite shelter or rescue, it's as simple as that.
You and I have been listening to Long Beach Chief Inspiration Officer Justin Rudd. And in case you wondered why we've been talking about animals and animal shelters, today, December 19th, is the 15th annual Operation Santa Paws. This morning, Justin and his volunteers are going to be taking all kinds of Christmas treats to 4 local animal shelters, and if you can join them, they'd love to have you. Find both a wish list and the times and places where they'll be on santapaws.info. That's santapaws.info. Go to any or all of the 4 shelters they'll be visiting today. And that concludes this Noelophile story of Christmas. Thank you to Long Beach community activist and Chief Inspiration Officer Justin Rudd for sharing this special one, and have a very Merry Christmas.